Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, just visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can find all the information that you will need about the paper and how to receive it. It is always free of charge. You can get it as a PDF in your email, or you can receive a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. Just let us know what we can do for you. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, go to podbean.com on your computer or your Apple or Android device. You can download for free the Podbean app, and you can become a follower of Fulton County Gospel News and other good biblical content that is found on that site. All right, so today I want to share an article with you from the February 2009 edition of Fulton County Gospel News, and this article was written by Lee Moses, and the title is Confusing Messages. I'm not going to say a whole lot about the article because I think it hits the nail on the head, and it's actually it deals with some things that I've actually thought of before, and I suppose many of us who are Christians have thought of. So here we go. There are a number of confusing messages being widely propagated through the world today. Many of these are promoted by very well-meaning people who apparently have not considered the logical consequences of their messages. Let the reader consider some of these messages. Number 1, drink responsibly. Is this possible? One loses his sense of responsibility when he drinks. Yet this is the message given in advertisements regularly seen on television. Recommending that one drink moderately or responsibly is still a recommendation for him to drink. A far wiser counsel is found in the book of Proverbs. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his collar in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. Proverbs 28:31. One should make every effort to avoid alcoholic beverages in any amount. Although many people may begin an evening with the full intention of drinking responsibly, they often realize the next day that they were far from successful in their endeavor. How can one be demonstrating responsibility when he is purposely consuming a beverage specifically designed to rob him of his good sense? Number 2, don't drink and drive. This is a slogan widely heard during times of pervasive imbibing, such as the holiday season and the high school prom season. However, is it acceptable for one to drink as long as he does not take the wheel of an automobile? By this slogan, the idea is given that as long as someone has a designated driver, he then has license to designatedly drink himself into oblivion. However, drinking without driving can be just as injurious to one's health, not to mention one's spiritual well-being. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10 still teaches that drunkenness shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Number 3, don't drink or smoke if you are underage. There are activities in which adults may acceptably take part, yet are unacceptable for children, such as driving an automobile. There are activities which are particularly unsafe for children, but drinking and smoking are neither safe for children nor adults. What kind of message is an adult sending to a child when the adult who drinks or smokes tries to correct the child engaging in these same harmful activities? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Matthew 7:5. Number 4, practice safe sex. This slogan truly came into its own when AIDS first became a widespread problem in the 1980s. Parents and schools alike are teaching children to practice, quote, safe sex. However, if one is to practice safe sex, he must practice sex. The only true way to remain safe from sexually transmitted diseases is to abstain from sexual immorality. Strange, but this is exactly what God teaches mankind to do. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is committed without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Is it not possible that God knew exactly what he was doing in many different aspects when he ordained that marriage was to be between one man and one woman for life? Genesis 2:18-25. Those who promulgate these four messages likely have spiritual concerns far from their minds. However, they are not even thinking logically about bodily concerns. They simply promote an option which is not quite as bad as the other options. Instead of dancing in the gray area of every issue, Christians, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Hebrews 5:14. One does not have to accept confusing messages as truth. If one does become distracted by these or any other confusing messages of the world, he can turn to God's message of absolute truth. For God is not the author of confusion. 1 Corinthians 14:33. All right, so again, this article comes from the February 2009 edition of the paper, and it was written by Lee Moses. Good article, good content. And I've thought of that very same message. In fact, sitting at home watching television, we enjoy watching sports at our house, and you see these commercials, particularly advertising alcohol. Everybody in the commercial's beautiful. Everybody in the commercial's having a wonderful time, and they're all drinking alcohol. And then at the end, it says, drink responsibly. Think about the logical contradiction, the logical issues that people have when they make that type of an advertisement. Well, if you're drinking, why do you have to be responsible? Well, because it implies its own answer, because drinking makes you irresponsible. The first thing that alcohol affects is the brain. And so anyway, I don't have to add any more to the article. Like I said, I think he did a great job. All right, well, I hope you've enjoyed this short edition of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. Again, if you'd like the paper, let us know what we can do for you. Visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. Paper's always free of charge. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, be sure you do that. We have a bunch of content also on YouTube under Mammoth Spring Church of Christ. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have nearly 900 videos on our YouTube channel right now. So take advantage of all that. All right, thanks again for listening today, and I will catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.